The White House says 5 million Americans have signed up for health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. The deadline is March 31st. The law requires everyone to have insurance or face a penalty. Perhaps lesser-known provisions of the law focus on improving medical care. For instance, the government now bases Medicare payments to hospitals on the quality of care they provide, not just the number of procedures they perform. As WUWM's Aaron Toner reports, Wisconsin hospitals have been faring well under the new system.
At Frederick Hospital in Wauwatosa, 29-year-old Miriam sits in a dimly lit patient room, picking at her breakfast. She has sickle cell disease. Joshua Field is her doctor.
How you been?
All right.
Obviously not your best day.
No.
Okay.
The disease causes red blood cells to become sickle-shaped and get stuck inside blood vessels. This restricts oxygen flow throughout the body, resulting in organ damage and intense pain. That's why Miriam's at the hospital today.
Okay. Where's your pain, Miriam?
It's basically all over. Like, my knees been hurting really bad, and my head, and my back and stuff.
And how you been doing at home managing it?
I haven't been to the emergency room.
That's good.
Dr. Field is medical director of the Adult Sickle Cell Clinic at Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin. The clinic opened in 2011 to serve as a medical home for people with sickle cell disease. It's one way Frederick is working to improve patient care. Field says prior to the clinic, sickle cell patients would become so ill they'd end up in the emergency room every few weeks to get pain meds or blood transfusions.
Really, what you're doing is you're putting out the fire that day. You can do that for a day and it's fine, but if you start doing that over years and years, what you have is usually a lot of healthcare issues that just aren't at all being addressed. And you have a person who's probably getting sicker and sicker and developing more and more morbidities.
Field says the clinic's approach is to stay ahead of the disease, make sure people have the right medications and take them, schedule blood transfusions, even arrange transportation if the patient needs it.
It's basically allowed them to be at home, be with their families, and really have an opportunity to live a more successful life without depending upon the hospital and emergency department.
Wisconsin hospitals have been working on improvement for a long time.
Kelly Court is chief quality officer at the Wisconsin Hospital Association. She says hospital executives recognized quality wasn't as high as it should be and wanted to do better for patients.
They keep the patient at the front of their mind, and when we all focus on the needs of the patients, then the improvement work follows.
The association recently issued a report on changes dozens of hospitals here have made. For example, some have cut down on the number of babies delivered early for convenience sake. Infants born before 39 gestational weeks face a greater risk of complications. Court says one of the most noteworthy findings overall is a 22% drop in the number of people readmitted to the hospital following an inpatient stay. She estimates the change has reduced healthcare costs in Wisconsin by $34 million.
The hospitals are recognizing that to improve readmissions, they have to start working with patients in ways they haven't worked with them before, so that patients understand in a better way how to take their medications, how to do their follow-up work.
Court says while Wisconsin hospitals have been working to improve care for some time, the Affordable Care Act adds urgency. Under the law, Medicare no longer just pays for the procedure. Rather, it gives hospitals incentive payments or penalties based on their performance on quality measures, such as patient satisfaction and death rates.
We focus a lot on outcomes of care, and the value-based purchasing program is starting to pay more attention to outcomes. And all of those things working together contributes to Wisconsin's relatively high performance in these national programs.
Wisconsin hospitals rank third best in the nation for average incentive payments versus penalties, though there is still room for improvement. Frederick Hospital, for example, scores at or better than the national rate in most measures the federal government tracks. But for a few outcomes, such as the rate of readmission and complications after hip or knee surgery, Frederick performs worse than the national average. In coming years, Medicare's new payment model will expand to include even more quality measures. We'll report on how hospitals are preparing in a story tomorrow morning. I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.